Religion is the most obvious difference between 23-year-old Julie White's and 19-year-old Ala Wafa, but they're finding that difference is a good starting place for building trust between Jews and Muslims on campus. White's is Jewish and a member of the student group Kavanah. Wafa is Muslim and a member of the Muslim Student Association. Talking about the Middle East is difficult for them. Both have family ties to Israel and Palestine. Ala's family immigrated to the U.S. from Kuwait, but her grandparents lived in Palestine. They were driven from their homes in 1948 when Israel was created.
When I see the pain that it brought them, it also causes pain within myself. And so often when we get deep into the conversation, I get pretty emotional.
Julie is from suburban Chicago, but she's spent time in Israel and she has relatives living in Jerusalem.
I think it becomes emotional because I've lived there, I have friends there, I have family there. That makes it easy to say this is wrong, this is right.
Instead of political debates about who's right or wrong, Whites and Wafa and the members of their two groups are trying to avoid emotional confrontations. They began with a seminar on how war and peace are dealt with in the Quran and the Torah. Julie says it turned out to be a good place to start.
For me, it was so interesting to hear the Muslim perspective because I had never really been exposed to it. And it was also amazing to hear how similar a lot of the ideas were that the leader, the Muslim leader who spoke, would say something and then the rabbi from Hillel would say almost the exact same thing.
Next, the two groups attended each other's religious services. For Ala, the service in the Jewish temple reinforced for her what Islam and Judaism have in common.
After I went, I realized how similar our prayers really were, like the format and the organization, and I thought that was particularly interesting. And like afterwards, we all had dinner together, and we just came to understand each other more.
But there's still a long way to go before these Muslim and Jewish students see eye to eye in what's happening in Israel now. Muslim Student Association member Ayman Kotob is the son of Syrian immigrants who now live in Kuwait. He says the dialogue these two groups have started in Madison is both unique and delicate.
And I think all of us are kind of, you know, I give the analogy of like a baby who's just learning how to walk. He's very careful, you know, he's probably going to take it easy, but eventually, you know, he's going to start running and playing and all that. And I think similarly, we all recognize how delicately poised these issues are, and we want to take it step by step.
Ayman says eventually the two groups will ask each other the hard questions about Israel and Palestine. He says it's the differing versions of the history of the region that is the most emotional topic. Julie Weitz of Kavanah agrees. She hopes that debate will be easier to have now that they have established trust by learning more about each other's religion.
Our approach is to come together from a cultural and religious perspectives so that once we establish an understanding and friendship with each other, we can slowly move into the politics, which I think can happen because once you can have really close friends and really disagree in political things, but because you trust each other and you care for each other, it's okay.
The two groups are planning more joint seminars and activities next year when classes begin in the fall. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.